Before we bring on our last performer, I want to thank you all for coming and thank Peter and John for featuring Dan Had to Leave, Dan Margarita. But it's been a lovely evening with all of you performing. And I want to thank Paul, he's earned his keep tonight, I'll tell you. He's been working. And Leslie for helping him out.
Let's give a hand for Ellen, too.
Thank you. And thank you. And also a big hand for Ira, who's also labored mightily. And I would ask you, after our last performer, if you want to talk out in the hall, because the staff will want to come in here and try to put things back together for tomorrow, and it's a busy time here, as you might imagine. And so just clear off your place and go out in the hall so we can get our things out of here. I'm delighted that Brad Meyer is here tonight. He has a marvelous seasonal song to leave us in the proper mood with, right, Brad? Please welcome my good friend, Brad Meyer.
When you say right, Brad, you have to realize there's a question mark at the end of that. A question admits of two possible answers. The correct answer would be
no.
I was discussing with Steve Rapson a song that Chris Gerstner declined to sing the other night because it was a little bit naughty, and she was in front of an audience of family and churchly people. And I realized that really what's going on there is that Chris Gerstner is a very nice person, whereas I'm not so much. You know. As witnessed by the following song, I mercifully have forgotten some of the words, but as you'll see, there's plenty left. The evil nature of the song is well disguised by a lilting little melody, all of it by Peter and Lou Berryman. It's called Uncle Dave's Grace. Is this getting out there? Thanksgiving Day, Uncle Dave was our guest. He reads The Progressive, which makes him depressed. When we asked Uncle Dave if he'd like to say grace, a dark desolation crept over his face. Thanks, he began, as he stared at his knife. The poor Mr. Turkey, for living his life all crowded and cramped in a great metal shed, where his life was a drag and they cut off his head. Thanks, he went on, for the grapes in my wine, picked by sick women of 79, scrambling all morning for bunch after bunch, then brushing the pesticides off of their lunch. For cream in our coffee and milk in our mugs, we thank all the cows full of hormones and drugs, whose calves are removed at a very young age and force-fed as veal in a minuscule cage. Well, thanks for the furnace that heats up these rooms, and thanks for the rich fossil fuel it consumes, corrupting the atmosphere ounce after ounce. But we're warm and toasty, and that is what counts. I'm grateful, he said, for the clothes on my back, lovely and comfy and cheap off the rack, fashioned in warehouses, noisy and cold in China by seamstresses 7 years old. Thanks for my silverware setting that shines in honor of miners who died in the mines, worn down by the shoveling of tailings in piles, whose runoff destroys all the rivers for miles. Thank the reactor for this bright chandelier, although the plutonium won't disappear. For hundreds of decades it still will be there, but a few more Chernobyls and who's gonna care? Sighed Uncle Dave, there's much more to be told, but the wine's getting warm and the bird's getting cold. And with that, he sat down as he mumbled again, oh, thank you for everything, amen. There seemed to be one of two things we could do. We could live without food in the nude in a cave, or next year have someone say grace besides Dave. Thank you. Have a lovely, lovely holiday. And good night.